Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the ability to meet together, both physically and virtually. Thank you, Lord, that despite being sick, you've given me the opportunity to open your word briefly tonight. I pray, Father, that you would bless your word. I pray that you would apply it to our hearts and lives. I pray that we would rejoice in what we have to sing about and to tell others about the wonderful love of our Lord Jesus, who left heaven in order to become a baby and to grow up and die on the cross of Calvary and pay for our sins. Lord, I pray that we would be ready and eager to pass on this good news to others who need to hear it. I pray that you'd bless our time together in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to especially focus on verses 4 through 7. And as you open your Bibles and as you're getting your place there, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard expressions that go something like these? Hey, it's about time you got into the spirit of Christmas. Or, don't you have the Christmas spirit? Or, I don't seem to have the Christmas spirit this year. What exactly is meant by the Christmas spirit? And is it necessary for a Christian? Well, let's begin then with a related question. What is usually meant by the Christmas spirit? Many people associate the spirit of Christmas with giving. This can be found in unusual acts of generosity. For instance, several years ago, Metro Perrier and Martel here in Laval West gave us $5 off a ham for our church's outreach Christmas dinner that we had that year. Boy, that was years ago, but that was a really nice thing. Other people associate the spirit of Christmas with unusual acts of kindness. One example of this is when you exercise long suffering, patience, and understanding instead of the usual impatience. Another example is doing a service for someone, whether it be shoveling their walkway, changing a car tire, or offering simple mechanical work, even though it may make you late for your work. Still others associate the spirit of Christmas with an unusually happy attitude. You know, when someone asks, "Why are you so chipper?" you reply, "It's Christmas." In the Dr. Seuss story, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas ends up unaccountably benevolent and happily disposed toward those he formerly was trying to harm. So, this is another spirit of Christmas definition in many people's minds. I think you get the picture of what many people associate with the Christmas spirit. So, where do unsaved people think these Christmas feelings and attitudes come from? Some think it just comes from others, the group influence, and from the ambiance they produce. Some think it comes from some mysterious, literal, angelic being, which they call the Christmas spirit, who somehow stirs this up. Many Christmas-themed movies promote this kind of idea. So much for the world's view of what the Christmas spirit means and what causes it. Now, let's analyze this Christmas spirit from the Bible's perspective. Did you notice that all the characteristics of the Christmas spirit are actually and naturally what the Holy Spirit produces in the heart of a believer who has surrendered to Him? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit, that is the result of the Holy Spirit indwelling a believer, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fact is, the characteristics of the Christmas Spirit are especially expressed by biblical agape love. That selfless, sacrificial, giving kind of love. In fact, if you have the King James Version in front of you, Oftentimes it will translate it as charity. Let's turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you're not there already. 1 Corinthians 13, beginning in verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Remember, this is the agape love, that selfless, sacrificial, giving kind of love. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Christmas is characterized by this selfless, sacrificial, giving kind of love because God the Son demonstrated this kind of love by coming down to earth over 2,000 years ago to save us from our sins. You know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Christian, my question to you is this: would others readily agree that you have the Christmas spirit? If you couldn't honestly answer yes, will you ask God for and depend on him to enable you to demonstrate this Christmas spirit, a selfless, sacrificial, giving kind of love? Because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling you in you. Will you make up your mind to demonstrate this Christmas spirit, not just this month of December, but every day of the year? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the reminder that we have this agape love, this giving, sacrificial, selfless love. Because the Lord Jesus has transformed us and he indwells us, and therefore his life is lived out through us. Lord, I pray that we would, especially at this Christmas season, help others to see Christ in us. And as they attribute it to the Christmas spirit, may we correct them. And let them know that it's because of the Lord Jesus who saved us and who indwells us and who enables us to love in this way. Lord, I pray that you would just use us in a special way this month. May all our interactions with those that we come in contact with be that which would open their eyes to see the Savior. And to see the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in us. I pray that there would be souls saved this December, not only here in the greater Montreal area, but everywhere around the world. Lord, may your servants, may your children, may your believers live in such a way that others are drawn to the Savior, and may we rejoice in souls saved. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.